This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when many major economies are facing uncertainty and economic challenges, India's growth story continues to inspire the world. Chairing the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi, he emphasized the need to further strengthen the nation's resolve towards self-reliance and highlighted the importance of adopting and implementing global best practices, particularly in the renewable energy sector. Mr. Modi said, as India progresses towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat, the collective responsibility of the centre and states becomes even greater. The Prime Minister urged states to focus on one district, one product initiatives and develop export-oriented strategies around it. He also identified defence manufacturing as an emerging sector where India is establishing a distinct identity and encouraged the states to formulate policies to leverage the opportunities arising from its growth. The theme of this year's meeting is Inclusive Human Development for Viksit Bharat at 2047. Briefing media after the conclusion of the Governing Council meeting, Niti Aayog Vice Chairperson Ashok Kumar Lahiri said the theme covers all aspects of life including education, health and employment. A tripartite Memorandum of Understanding MOU was signed between the centre and the governments of Assam and Nagaland for exploration and production of crude oil and natural gas along the Assam-Nagaland border. The MOU was signed in New Delhi in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Nagaland Chief Minister Naiphiu Rio. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah termed it a historic moment as this initiative will enhance the prospects of oil and natural gas exploration and opens up possibilities for mineral mining as well. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand starting today. During the visit, the President will review the passing out parade of 158th regular course and 141st technical graduate course at the Indian Military Academy, Dehradun. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has said that the horticulture production in the country is expected to be about 3,778 lakh tons in 2025-26, showing an increase of 70.39 lakh ton over 2024-25. According to the second advance estimates of 2025-26 of area and production of various horticulture crops released by the ministry, horticulture cultivation area in the country is likely to reach 301.51 lakh hectare in 2025-26, showing an increase of 0.14 lakh hectare over 2024-25. According to the advance estimates, fruit production is also expected to be over 1,214 lakh tons due to increased production of banana, mango, papaya, apple and guava. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Switzerland starting today. During the visit, the minister will meet President of Switzerland Guy Parmelin and State Secretary for Economic Affairs of Switzerland Helen Budliger-Athieda. Mr. Goyal will also interact with leading representatives of the Swiss pharmaceutical industry. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit will strengthen the India-Switzerland economic partnership and facilitate discussions on implementation of the India-European Free Trade Association EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. Discussions will also focus on addressing operational issues arising from the agreement and enhancing bilateral trade, investment and institutional cooperation. The FIFA World Cup 2026 kicked off at the Estadio Ciudad de Mexico after a grand opening ceremony. The inaugural match between co-host Mexico and South Africa is now underway at Mexico City Stadium. Group A clash marks beginning of the biggest World Cup of the history, featuring 48 teams and 104 matches across Canada, Mexico and United States. Earlier, the grand opening ceremony was a celebration of global music and culture headlined by Shakira and Burna Boy, who performed Die Die, the official song of the tournament. The festivities also showcased Mexican music royalty with performances by Alejandro Fernandez, Lila Downs, Belinda and others, setting the tone for a month-long football carnival. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma advanced to the women's single quarterfinals of the Australian Open in Sydney yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.